feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. Today, I want to talk about a topic that can change our lives: gratitude. Life gives us our own challenges. For some, it's hirsutism. For others, it might be something different. But I've found that changing how we look at things can bring us peace and joy right where we are. While everyone can learn something from this message, it's especially for those dealing with hirsutism. Look, I truly understand how heavy this condition can feel. There were days, no, years, when it felt like I was trudging through quicksand, weighed down by a dark cloud. Yet we must remember that although there's no cure for hirsutism, it's manageable. And that's a win right there. Fears and negative thoughts often tell us reasons why we can't go after our dreams or why we're not enough. But those are simply lies, and the visions presented rarely become our reality. As Oscar Wilde said, "What seems to us as bitter trials are often blessings in disguise." It's not always easy to see it that way, is it? And you may even be thinking that your situation is painful and surely doesn't seem like a blessing. But choosing gratitude doesn't erase our struggles. No. It allows us to recognize them for what they are and to look for the good that lies alongside the struggle. As Anthony Robbins puts it, when you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. So let me ask you something. What's one small thing you can be thankful for in your life right now, even with your challenges? Because here's the truth. If we can start focusing on what we have instead of what we think we're missing, life looks brighter. Start each day with a spirit of gratitude and watch how it transforms your world. For me, hirsutism brought out strengths I didn't even know I had, like resilience. It made me more compassionate, more understanding. And when I see someone else struggling, I have an urge to reach out and say, "You're not alone in this." Let me tell you a story. One day I met someone going through a rough time. Normally I might have just said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that." But this time I opened up. I shared my journey about hirsutism, and what started as a simple chat turned into a real connection. I realized that hirsutism has given me a gift, a way to connect, to empathize, to see beauty in myself and others in a whole new way. Now, isn't it easy to focus on what we think we're lacking, to get caught up in what we wish were different? But let's stop for a moment and think about what we've gained. Imagine waking up every day with a grateful heart, ready to face whatever comes. Gratitude doesn't have to be big. It can be as simple as the warmth of the sun or a kind word from a friend. These little things are treasures, and no challenge can take them from us. And let me share one more personal story. I remember preparing for an interview with a mentor. I was nervous, afraid my insecurities might show. I thought, what if I stumble over my words? What if the answers don't come quickly? But I took a deep breath and I said to myself, I'm fearless, I'm free, and I'm loved. I clung to that mantra. And let me tell you, I was thankful because it filled me with confidence, with hope, That affirmation transformed my fear into courage, and it empowered me to step into that space with boldness. Now remember this. Many people face challenges that threaten their very lives. Hirsutism may be hard, but it doesn't take away our laughter, our memories, our ability to build meaningful, impactful lives. We're not stripped of our voices or our ability to connect. In fact, we've been given a unique perspective and the power to build deep, lasting relationships. When we embrace gratitude, we invite resilience and joy. We shift from "why me?" to "thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the strength." In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Everything, every struggle, every triumph, embrace gratitude in all things. If you're feeling the weight of hirsutism today, let me remind you, it doesn't have to overshadow your life. Take a moment to reflect on the joy you've found along the way, the lessons that have strengthened you, and let them give you the fuel to move forward. Maybe even write it down, share it with someone. That moment might just be what someone else needs to hear. I invite you to connect on the Blessed Beyond Hirsutism Facebook page and share your thoughts or a recent victory, big or small, or a moment when you found joy despite your struggles. Your insights could inspire someone else, and together, we lift each other up. Thank you for joining me today. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who might need it. Please subscribe so you won't miss any encouraging episode and leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you find the show faster. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself, ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good, yeah.